Something that a friend of mine, my special ops contact, said. I mean, I think that this is sums it up perfectly. I think I might have touched on this, but I don't think I expounded on it completely. See if you agree out there in Crusade Radio, Twitter, YouTube land. By the way, if you want to chat with us here on the program and you're watching, go to crusadechannel.com/chat. My friend Jonathan says, I tried to warn every idiot conservative out there cheering these crackdowns that these protests were staged and would be used as a pretext for draconian measures against actual opposition. I kept saying that this is staged. This is rigged. This is not spontaneous here. Some guy pointed out, Maggie, we can't play the soundbite because it's filled with F-bombs. But the dude was spot on going like, you idiots are out there and you're making war on your fellow students and the rest of of America that opposes you, whichever side you're on, over something that's happening 6,000 miles away that has absolutely no bearing on your life. Why aren't you in the streets protesting the fact that you can't buy a whole chicken for less than $10? That a pack of ramen noodles is now a dollar when it used to be six for a dollar. That inflation is still continuing. That you will never, should you actually graduate from this university you're protesting at, you'll never own your first home. You can't afford it and you'll never be able to. These are the things you ought to be pissed off about, and that you should be standing in front of state houses or the federal government and demanding that they be repaired. But, oh, no, we don't have time to fix southern borders. We don't have time to address runaway inflation. We don't have time to address a $230 trillion national debt. Oh, no. We have to defend Semites. This is the cause that Americans are willing to die on. We're willing to just give up the entire government. Place it at the feet of those valiant defenders of all things Sim. I'm serious about this. So this is the reason that the United States was created. You know, there's an old saying out there that applies in almost every instance. I'm just going to give it to you. You do what you will with it. The creature can never be greater than the creator. You see how that works? Who is the creator of Earth? God. Who's the creator of man? Why does man get on his knees when he goes to church and bow before Almighty God? There are many people that won't even say G-O-D, they'll say G_D. They won't even say the word. You know, if you're a holy face, holy name advocate or a devotee, made the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, lovable, incomprehensible, and unutterable name of God be forever and always praised, blessed, and adored and glorified in heaven, on earth, and in the hells, and even under the earth, rather. You can never be greater. The creator is always above the creature. We're creatures. God's always above us. The federal government of the United States, the states created it. It is a creature. It is not the creator. It does not get to sit there perched on the banks of the Potomac River, Mordor in the Potomac, and bark orders out. I did not give it the authority to tell me what I can and can't say in the context of my religious beliefs. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that we added an amendment to the Constitution to make sure that they couldn't do it. But here you go, right here, H.R. 6090. Completely going, giving the old F.U. to the First Amendment. You know, we find fellow travelers in the strangest of places. 2 years ago, when Chris Cuomo was yelling at Matt Gaetz because Matt Gaetz didn't know what the Immaculate Conception was, and Cuomo had to correct him, I wouldn't have been a very big Matt Gaetz fan. Maybe Gates erred as well in helping to get rid of Kevin McCarthy. So Gates has his share of mistakes, if you will. But if you go to Matt Gaetz's Twitter feed today, he spoke out against this atrocity, this abomination yesterday. So did the very secular, non-Christian Thomas Massie. And Thomas Massie was just like, this is an abomination to our First Amendment, guys. You can't do this. You can't do this. But they sure as hell did. But Matt Gaetz is out there. If you go to Matt Gaetz's Twitter feed, maybe Maggie can find it for me so I don't have to fumble around and talk at the same time. But if you go to Matt Gaetz's Twitter feed, he wasn't quoting from the Douay Rheims Bible, but he has like 15 verses from the New Testament showing that who it was that conspired to kill Jesus of Nazareth. This is Congressman Matt Gaetz. So there are people out there that see this for what it is. But the fact now that they have, if Schumer's Senate confirms this, as I said, Biden will sign it. Now, if you thought the FBI had the goods or was just a warrantless spy on you for no reason, now they have a congressionally mandated reason. Now, what's going to happen when the first Christians who are supposed buddies of Speaker Doonesbury, Speaker Judas Iscariot, what's going to happen when they are dragged out of their beds screaming in the middle of the night because they're anti-Semites under this act? Hell, what's going to happen when I'm dragged out of this radio studio? When the FBI or the ATF or whoever comes banging on my door with a warrant? Yeah, we're here to search your premises and look for anti-Semitism stuff. You're an anti-Semite, sir. Up against the wall. Hands up. Ma'am, get down on the floor. People think that this can't happen here. I wonder what they were saying in Berlin in 1935. I wonder what they were saying in Berlin in 1936 when it started happening. I wonder what they were saying in Berlin in 1937. Go like, well, it sucks to be them. I wonder what they were saying in 1938 when they went, oh, it sucks to be us. These are diabolical, misguided, evil people who are now stacking laws up on their behalf against us. Now, the good news is that we outnumber them. Another friend of mine sends me a message and tells me, because he's one of the ones that blew my signal feed up last night, worst case scenario, dude, civil war. Well, the problem with that is that there are many more Mike Johnsons out there than there are Mike Churches and people that properly understand Zion. I'm not going to get into that here, but then my friend says, and once again, Zionists will be run out of a country. Isn't that the bitch of the whole thing? You're not going to be victorious here. You don't win. You lose. But I digress. Mike Johnson announces new House investigation into anti-Semitism on college campi. You know, that's exactly what the people are pining away for, isn't it? You know what we need? We need cheap housing and non-electric cars. No, you need to purge all. What an irony. What an irony. The irony of ironies. They've been lecturing us for decades. You must be a believer. You must believe this happened. You must believe. And it must never happen again unless we're the instigators. Then it's allowed to happen. Isn't that the bitch of all bitches, though, isn't it? This thing, and we're not allowed to say the name, so I won't, happened. You're not allowed to say it didn't, and we have to have rules in place for this so that it can never happen again unless they are the instigators. They, the Red Sea pedestrians. the Mediterranean Orientals. Does it make any sense to anyone? What happens if you are wearing a crucifix with the corpus of our blessed Lord and Savior during the throes of his passion, complete with the sign that was hanged over his head, written by Pontius Pilate in Rye, in the three languages? Jesu, I, Nazarene, Rex, Yador, Jesus, King of the Jews, which, of course, they deny. This is a historical fact. What happens if you wear outwardly the symbol and sign of the betrayal of Judas and then the acts of the high priest that carried it out? And you wear it publicly, will that now be considered, because this is a direct expression of the life, death, and then resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth, which is now anti-Semitic, supposedly, will that get you thrown off a college campus? Will it get you kicked out of a public building like it used to get you kicked out if you tried to hang the Ten Commandments up in a school? This is the Crusade Radio Network, asking for a friend. Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, Mike Doonesbury Johnson, will soon announce the launch of a new investigation. Just doesn't have the appropriate music to it. Didn't I tell you, I'll tell you, my Spidey senses are always good. My Mary senses are always good. Mary was screaming in my ear, fake Mike, fraud, 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 ring the bell. Try to warn people, tell them, I told you, this guy is a fake. He's an enemy. He's gotten in your camp. Some of us tried to warn people and go like, I don't think that this dude is who you think that he is. Speaker of the House, you know, I need a Darth Vader breathing sound effect for the background. Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, will soon announce the launch of a new investigation by the House of Representatives into widespread instances of anti-Semitism on college campi as violent riots rock multiple universities across the country. According to Fox News, sources say that at least six different committees will be involved in the wide-ranging... Stop the music! Six committees?